Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind UK recap of episodes 1 and 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Excited to see that this is back because I didn't even know this was coming, right? So Love is Blind, this is UK. There was Mexico, and that's actually still going, but you and I both agreed, while a lot of the times I don't have a problem with the voiceovers, this just looked a little different. And I noticed the voice is all the same.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the voiceovers or subtitles. It's just not that good. Mm-hmm. So I figured UK would be pretty good. And the voices, not the voiceovers, just the accents. Sometimes I'm going to have to like rewind, like, what did they just say?
You know, you can just put the subtitles on, right?
But I can't read and take notes at the same time. I'm not as good
as
you.
You don't have to read. You need pictures up there, too? They actually pictures up there.
I do.
Well, look, here's the thing, man. We're gonna cover these first two episodes today, and then Sunday we'll be back live and do the next two episodes. Thank you, Dina. Just here to support. And, you know, there are people who've watched all four episodes already, right? Like Reese Cup. Kudos. We purposely stopped at the end of episode 2 so we wouldn't accidentally give it away for those who are coming along on the exact journey. So we're going to do episodes 1 and 2 here. The first thing I did notice with this show, though, right, is I'm glad that they did what they did with the Ultimatum South Africa. They didn't have Nick and Vanessa hosted. Instead, they had Matt and Emma Willis. Do you know who they are?
No, I do not. But I was curious if Nick and Vanessa were going to come out, too. I'm like, oh, here we go. And the way it came out, I was like, well, who are these people?
Yeah, you and I don't know who they are, but you know what? Everybody else did, because as soon as they walked in the room, oh, my God, Emma. And, you know, Matt is, I think, a musician, songwriter, singer, television host, and actor. So, you know, the accolades are there, and everybody knows. And that's why I think it's great, because they allowed people that the contestants would be comfortable with, and they know, rather than Nick and Vanessa.
It would make sense because I don't think they care about Nick and Vanessa. I liked how it was less about, you know, when it's Nick and Vanessa, it's a little bit more of them
right
on camera than I want to see. And right. So I like how Matt and Emma, you didn't really remember they were there.
Now, I will say, that's true. I will say, I did see an article from one of the English publications, and they were just like, they were ripping it to shreds. Like, this thing is terrible. It's exactly like the American version, but without the accents. To which I went, huh?
Yeah, that's weird. But I would disagree. I felt like this is a bit different than the American version because to me it seemed like there was a little bit less drama from the no-name people. Where in the American version you got people that'll pop up and say something crazy and then you don't see them again. It was a lot less of that. I think the age level of a lot of these folks seems to be appropriate, even though the American version had that too. But I'm kind of bought in because a lot of them I feel like are genuine, which I know is going to be a lie at some point.
Yeah.
If I know the show. So I'm feeling good about this one.
Paris agrees with you. Love the ages. Late 20s to 30s is much better. By the way, Philly Girl 215 agrees with you. Says, hey, I have to rewind a lot too.
I did.
I know. I like it. I love it. I love it. So let's get started, man, because the pods are open. And first up, we get to meet. And this is the part I can't wait till they couple off. It'll make this so much easier because there's so much to cover with this. But we have Freddie and Catherine. They're up first. And they seem to have a good connection, right? Both liked each other's accents.
Mm-hmm.
And they had something else in common as well, too. Like, he has a brother with Down syndrome, and Catherine teaches Down syndrome kids to swim.
I find that interesting is that everyone in the UK, they all have accents from different parts.
Yeah.
But they call each other, you have an accent. No, you have an accent. I thought that was kind of funny.
America does, funeral director. Too.
Well, I know, but people say I'm from Texas. I have an accent. I don't think I have a Texas accent.
Of course you don't think so.
I don't think so. Does anyone else in the chat think I sound like I'm from Texas? No. But Freddie's a funeral director, which that's such an interesting job. And I'm sure he gets a whole lot of questions about that. But I thought that was good. They're both into working out. They both work out twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems pretty positive.
It seems very good. And then as they're speeding through a lot of these early ones, we see Catherine also in with someone else. And this accent I recognize. If you watch Top Boy, you obviously recognize this accent too, Ollie, because, you know, it's the English accent mixed in with some Jamaican patois.
Ollie, it reminded me of that meme, Charlie bit my finger.
I started off with a terrible English accent. You don't need to follow up. Don't do it. But again, Catherine's also connected with working out. You know, this one's on the boxing and kickboxing, and she really likes Ollie's voice.
Yeah, Ollie seems pretty dope. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about Ollie, because Ollie said that he normally dates with his eyes. He always, it's looks are what's important. So I'm curious to see how this experiment is going to work out for him. Mm-hmm. You know, but they both like to do boxing, or she does kickboxing, whatever the case may be. And they seem to have a good vibe, too. So I think Catherine knocked it out the park with two good pod dates.
She did. She did. By the way, Reese, because, you know, as they talk, you're right, as they've... Each meeting, they're talking about accents so much. Reese says, yes, them trying to guess where the other person is from by the accents was wild to me. One lady was like, from Jersey. And yeah, because you're thinking American Jersey, but you got to remember.
I was too.
A lot of these places in America were named after what? Places in England.
Colonizers.
That's what it means. When I look at Ireland, I see places that I grew up around, because Munsterat, which is called the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean, is also, you know, one of those places that has a lot of names of towns in Ireland. So, yeah, I get it. But it is weird to kind of hear it say Jersey. Jersey?
Yeah,
that ain't a Jersey accent.
You sound like Jersey.
By the way, El Cid says the UK is made up of many countries, so... different accents, and you hear them. Game of Thrones would have hipped you to this quite a bit too. So just because that's how they kind of differentiated people from where they were from in that series as well. Well, Ollie also has another connection, as we see him in the pod with Demi, right? And here's the thing I noticed as the first couples they kept putting up, the first, well, singles meeting each other. Everybody works out. Everybody works out.
That's everybody in their late 20s, early 30s.
Oh,
yes, that works out. If there was Love is Blind in their 40s, like, what are you doing on your weekend? Nothing.
That's funny you should say that, because that is what Ollie asked. What's a typical weekend look like? Nothing.
Nothing.
It looks like home. McDonald's, pizza, and TV.
Yeah. But of course they do. Now, here's what's interesting is Demi said that she gets friend zoned a lot, and I could see it because she's into football, she boxes, she's like one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And I could see her being that cool girl that everybody likes, but she's kind of one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And I like how they immediately have that little bit of banter where she says that she's great at arcade basketball, and there's nobody that can beat her. She goes, Yeah, they're right here in the pod. She goes, no, they're not. No one here. Ever.
I'm confused because I'm right here. Yeah, that was good playful banter. I like that though. That playful flirting, I like. I thought that was cool. One thing that Elson points out that Ollie did say was that he dates with his eyes, right? Mm-hmm. But it's Love is Blind, and so he's trying to get. And this I appreciate when they go, look, this is what I normally do. Let me do something different. And that's when you feel okay. They're probably here for genuine reasons until we find out later.
Well, I think that would apply to everybody. Think about the concept of the show, mm-hmm. which is why they're mean and like bring the people that you had a connection with out to the to the party with you, so you can see what you missed out on. Then you're like, ooh,
yeah, exactly. It's exactly why they do it. Now, Paris Miller asked this question, right? And let me put him back up on here. Says, did anyone know of Craig David before this? Of course, 7 Days is one of my favorite songs. Did you know Craig David?
No.
Really?
I'm sorry. No.
Amanda, I agree with you. Of course we did. We're old. Craig David, I remember when he first dropped a single in the U.S. and people were like, who's this guy? I'm like, he's already sold 33 million albums worldwide. Trust me. This is just extra credit.
What's the song I would know?
7 Days. The song they sang to him when they're like, hey, let's all sing a song. And they started singing Monday, took it for a drink on Tuesday, you know, all that. No.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, my God.
Didn't know.
Dina says Craig David's songs all involve counting. Monique is can't believe you. Wow, Terrell. 7 days. Fill me in. Come on.
Little judgy there, Monique, on a Friday. Just saying. A little judgy.
And Dina even saw it at House of Blues in Chicago. El Cid knows the song. Come on, you got to know the song.
I don't know the song.
All right, we'll make a note for you to go listen to it so you can sing along next time they serenade him. Because you know they're going to do it again at some point. On to other couples in here, though. Let's see. We met this guy, Sam. Mm. And he's out with Jasmine, and he's in the pods having this conversation. I like how Jasmine got straight to the point and was like, do you give, because he's like, you know, I feel like I people see my social media and feel a different way about me, and they get the wrong idea. She's like, do you give fuckboy energy? Like, dang, straight to the point. I love it.
I like that about her too. And with Sam, there's something about Sam I don't trust or like. You know, I feel like maybe Sam was that kid that was like an ugly dude, then wound up working out, grew some inches, got a nose job. I know. Yeah. But then now all of a sudden, it's all to his head, you know? And so that's what I get from him. It's like to say all those things to her that people look at me and they think I'm all that. They're like, why would you even say all that? Just be yourself.
You know what? This is how you know it's all about looks to him. He was so insecure. But he was like, well, you know, I look good. If I work out and I look good and I go out, you see me in this. And he just kept talking about his looks, right? Yep. And like, apparently, your nose was the only thing that got a job. The mirror did too, because you're seeing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, stop.
But I think that's his game. I think his game is to talk about, to say things he's saying, to try to get sympathy, just so he can smash and dash.
Well, I mean, does it work? Probably. Happy Gardner says, Sam looks like a mix between Hugh Grant and the mayor of Whoville. Tehu says, I'm convinced he's an actor. Yo, they're not giving him any chance in this. Sarah says, he looks like fake as hell. Amanda says, he looks like he got a tan 5 minutes ago. See, this is the people you know who kept watching the show, right? Mm-hmm. But Sarah also says he's in love with himself, and we do kind of see that in this space. But he's on there with Jasmine, and he even says that he believes beauty is skin deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you catch that line he said that if when she was asking about his Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
If I was at a bar, you know, I'd get all this attention. But people may not see how great of a person I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking this dude's DeLulu. Mm-hmm. He's out there.
Yeah. But, you know, there's always one on the show, and they will go until they find it. And by the way, I will say, I did notice some of the edits that you spoke about. We'll get to that later. Because when you always reference these, oh, I don't think they were really there. I think this is the editing. Because that stands out to you when you see it now. And I think I saw a lot of it in this episode. Yep. Especially when in quarters. Well, Jasmine had another connection, or at least another date, I should say. And they bonded on being tequila drinkers. And that's when she sat in the pods with Bobby. Man, why is Bobby so small in this picture?
Tequila works.
My bad, Bobby.
Tequila works. Well, I mean, that'll be interesting to see if they match up and if there's a height difference.
Mm-hmm.
If that changes.
If so, then I'll leave it.
Right, because I think you just leave it the way that
it is.
But I think, you know, Bobby works on a cruise ship. I think Bobby is just more, he seems more genuine and just confident. His flirting game is way better than Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why Jasmine is attracted to that.
Yeah, I like Bobby. Bobby just comes off as likable, right? And when Jasmine asks him about the most important thing in a relationship, Bobby says that coming from a single parent home, family. That's important, family. And I think it feels like it's a good connection between these two, right?
Right, it does. It does.
Mm-hmm. Then next up, we get to see am I right here? Yeah, Sam is back again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite guy, he's back again. We're going to see him all season. I just want to point this out. We're going to see him all season, okay? Sam is back. He's dating Nicole, and he asks if she trains. Now, I want you to notice what happened here. Remember, I told you about what was happening early in this episode. Everybody works out, right? So he's like, mm-hmm. "Do you work out? Do you train?" And she goes, "Yeah, well, I do work out." And I'm like, "There's a difference."
It is because there's a difference of I work out compared to I do yoga twice a week. He wants to know, do you wear? And so the fact that she said she works out, great, then we can train. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know about you, man. I don't want a partner I work out with. I don't want a swole mate. And so a guy that's like, we could train together, it just seems a little aggro to me.
Yeah, but and her thing is really yoga. She's as they have that conversation.
Right.
But, you know, I like the question that she asked him too. Like, you know, if you're 90 looking back at your life, what would it be like? I'm like, thank God I wasn't on a date with a woman that asked me that question. Yeah. My wife answered that question, I'd be like, all right, check, please. I have no idea how to answer this.
Remember in grade school when you open up a brand new book, it has that smell to it?
Yeah.
His book sounds like it's going to smell like bullshit.
Like, why?
It's just bullshit. I'd hope that I'd look back on it and it'd be filled with love and romance and all this bullshit. I'm sorry. He's saying what he thinks Nicole wants to hear. And mm-hmm. of course, she's eating up. That sounds so sweet. And then mm-hmm. the sweet guy never wins, which goes back to his game that he's running.
Yeah, he plays a sympathy card quite a bit, right? Nicole says Sam is making her afraid because he's saying the right things, right?
Right.
And that's the thing. You just said he's saying the things that she wants to hear. And she's saying she's nervous because he's saying the right things. You're both saying the same thing. Because you're saying he's just saying what she wants to hear, and he's saying, and she's saying, yeah, if it sounds right. But she was married before, and that makes her a little nervous.
I get it. But I like how he ends all his dates. Remember the name.
Yes.
Sam. From London.
Yes. You know what? I can't fault him. If it's one thing, whatever you say about Sam, you can't say he didn't make sure they knew who he was, because he did. Yeah.
He's letting everybody know. Yeah. And he tells me we're going to see Sam for a while.
By the way, Elle said, hey, did Terrell say swole mate?
I did. I sure did. Some people, I want my swole mate. We can go to the gym, live together, drink protein.
Hey, so Nicole was out on another date. And this guy, when he says, what's your name? Says Benaya, and she says, "Well, that's an interesting name, Hawaiian." He's like, "No, but I can be."
I don't know. When I heard that, I started thinking of that Key and Peele skit sketch where he kept messing up the names. Was it Banaka? I could just see him doing that. Banaka.
Aaron.
Where's Banaka at? Is Banaka here?
Now, Benaya, see, you almost have me call him Benaya just now. Jesus. Benaya says he's traveled a lot. Right now, he's technically homeless, which scares Nicole at first. What? He explained, though. He is a freelancer, and he house sits where he's doing work.
No, you're 33. You're on a show to try to get married to somebody. Yeah. It's one thing if this was just a dating show. You're on the show to walk out engaged. You're 33 and you don't have yourself established. Red flag.
Amanda calls him homeless Jesus.
Yeah. Red flag. Yeah. Well, I'm house sitting. No, it'd be one thing if he said, I just stay at Airbnbs for 2 or 3 months at a time when I'm doing work in this part of the city. And then I move over to this country. Then I go to Japan for 5 months. That would make sense. When you say house sitting, I hear homeless.
Well, to be fair, Nicole works in the corporate world, right?
Right.
She's got a place. He has a place to stay. he also said, here's the interesting thing, because you would think that should be a red flag for her, like her dress right now, and just, hey, run away. But instead, he says he hitchhiked from Preston to Budapest, which sounds far. I have no idea. I didn't pull out the map to see, right. But I'm assuming it's not close, right?
Right.
Come to find out, Nicole has always wanted to just get up and go somewhere. So she's intrigued by him. She's a corporate person. He's like, F it. I'm going wherever I want. She's intrigued. He's got her.
I think he would be an ideal candidate for a game we like to play in Austin and Portland called Hipster or Hobo. I'm going to go Hobo for 800, Alex.
Well, look. They connect. Look at all these. Jen puts up all these red flags.
I'm looking at everybody trying to make excuses for him. This is the problem in the dating world. Is
what?
When you start to say stuff like this.
What?
Happy Gardner says, maybe he's a minimalist. He's working and saving all his money, not spending on the property market as they talk. Let's not make excuses for people. We can't just say maybe. Sometimes you got to look at the red flag for what it is. Red flag.
Look at what Toya says. House sitting is a real thing.
Yeah. So is renting an apartment or buying a house. Those are real things, too.
Elsit says there's a 50-year-old woman who house sits 10 months a year for years.
That could be the exception. That's not the rule. We don't know if that 50-year-old woman has been married 5 times and gets alimony from 5 different dudes and she doesn't have to work. What if she has family that's rich and she doesn't have to work? Thus, she can do this. That's the exception. That's not the rule. You meet somebody 33 that tells you, I house sit. I'm a freelancer. Freelancer, house sitting, red flags.
Jay Blake says, okay, y'all going to make him a trust fund baby. and by the way, Kelly is on the other side. Hey, Benaiah can live with me.
All right, be careful what you wish for.
You just might get...
You're going to have a lot of hair on your couch.
No, you know, I don't like that.
Yeah, your bed sheet's going to start smelling like patchouli because
he's... Oh, my God. Y'all are hilarious, man. Well, you know, interesting is they connect on, you know, being about mind, body, and spirit. And, of course, naked outdoor yoga, which is something that... that Nicole did see. So she didn't see those red flags that y'all kept seeing. She was just like, hey, by the way, I like outdoor yoga, sometimes naked. Mm-hmm. Just to throw that in his mind so he can have that rolling, right? It's interesting to have a little giddy about it and feeling good. So I think they get to a deeper conversation the next time they go on a date in the pods. And the conversation makes you think that they're having a really good connection, right?
Right.
Yeah,
it does. It does seem that they're having a good connection. Now, I think it was really interesting that Benaiah hasn't been in a relationship since 2012.
Why? Because he's always moving, of course. Now, not being in a relationship could just mean certain things.
No, he had said that he was in a relationship. Don't know the details of how it ended, but apparently it hurt. And so to be out of the dating pool, potentially, the serious dating pool, potentially, since 2012... Yeah, that could be something, too, because I can see why he might not be ready to instantaneously commit in some cases. But he's out here on the show, so who knows? Let's see what happens. Maybe him and Nicole can get together, do some naked yoga.
But look, one thing I saw somebody comment on earlier was that, you know, triangles are a thing in this Love is Blind UK. And the first one that seems to pop up is Catherine, Ollie, and Freddie. Is that thunder on your side?
Apparently so, because I saw this flash in my window. I'm like, is that
a dead or war started out? World War III started outside in your neighborhood.
Or Benaiah's mad that I'm talking shit. He's like, really?
Homeless Jesus is outside your house.
He's gonna break out his Dungeons and Dragons game and cast a spell on me.
Oh my God. Well, Catherine says she likes Ollie, has a thing for Freddie, and. Interesting thing when she's talking to Freddie. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm like, wait a minute. Is it that their grandparents have the same names? Is that what it was?
Okay, yes. And that was really, really interesting. So apparently, her middle name is Mary, because she was asking what is his last name. So I think she was trying to figure out, okay, his last name, her first name.
She took it back to grade school.
Says her middle name is Mary, and she was named after her nan. Her grandma.
Yeah.
And so Freddie was like, hey, that was my grandmother's name. And then he asked, what was your grandfather's name? She said, Bill. And he's like, you're not going to believe this. My granddad's name was Bill. And so it's either coincidence or BS. I don't know.
Or like Elson said, they related. Jen says they're cousins. Jay Black says they look alike. Jay, who was right there? They related. That's exactly what I thought. Oh, wait a minute.
That would be awesome.
You may need to ask some real questions. But let's see. Amanda says possibly second cousins. Toya says, isn't she adopted? We'll get to that. But so
yeah,
is it? But if so, then they're not really related.
Well, true. Not really. It's still they can still. That's not frowned upon.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Happy Gardner was like, I was like, how many Irish Bills are there? I know at least 50. Hey, you know what, though? Tehu has the perfect first date for them.
23 and me?
Yes. That would be the perfect first date. Let's just do this.
That would be hilarious. Then Catherine would be like, wow, I'm like 50% black.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Does this change anything for you, Freddie? Are we good?
Are we still good? Oh my God. By the way, Catherine says that she finds Ollie sexy and she can tell that he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get into this whole sexy lingerie conversation.
Yeah, that's cute. And he's, I don't wear pajamas because he's a man. He probably doesn't use a loofah. He's old school. You give me a washcloth. I'm not using a loofah. I'm a man.
What's wrong with a washcloth?
No, nothing. It's just that's what a lot of older men, like my dad in particular, when he comes to the house, I got to make sure I get him a washcloth because he won't use a loofah because he's old school. He's 80-something years old. He's not going to use a loofah.
So what do you have, like a pink loofah?
It doesn't matter what color it is. He's not going to use it because it's a loofah. He wants an old school face cloth.
Yeah.
To wash with. To wash.
You mean a washcloth like a wash up?
Like a wash.
Well, look, meanwhile, Ollie over here is torn between Catherine and Demi. Remember, now he's been on dates with both of them, and he's like, he just thinking that he needs more. He needs more. He likes the sexy conversations he's having with Catherine, but he knows he needs more. And then Demi asks him if he's in a crappy mood, what would we do? And Ollie goes full RGRT pod and says, well, I'll go stay over at my mate's house for a while.
I'm going to kick it with Yanni until you calm the hell down. That's what I'm going to go do.
When he said that, I died laughing. And I'm glad she took the joke because I was like, that's so funny. Because this is like, well, what are you going to do if I'm in a bad mood and I'm just like this? Well, I'm going to leave. I'll be back when you get better.
Well, here's what I respect about Ollie is that he's honest with Demi because she's pretty much trying to get a feel for where he's at. And she just puts it out there that he's her pick, and he's like, hey, that's awesome, but you know I'm talking to other people, right?
Yes.
And I'm assuming you are too, but I just want to be honest and put that out there. And you saw the kind of butthurt look Demi got, but I think it was great that she put it out there to say, look, I'm all in.
Yeah.
But I respected the fact of how he handled it.
Yeah, because he said, look, I'm not 100% sure. I feel like you have all the things, but yeah, I like that. Keep it up front. Now, Demi and Catherine have a whole little conversation going on and about Ollie. Demi says she likes Catherine, but she wants Ollie, right? And she doesn't tell her that. She tells us that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I like Catherine. Catherine's my friend, but I want Ollie. She doesn't want to end up at home with 10 cats, especially since she doesn't like cats.
Good. Good for her. Cats, I agree.
Here's the question, though. Did anybody catch that shade that Catherine threw in the confessional?
What? When she said that?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be a good match because, what? No, I'm just not going to get myself in trouble. See, okay, I thought it was just, I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Toya. It says Catherine was shady to Demi. I thought so. Kind of judgy.
Well, what I didn't like that Catherine said is that in the confessional, she has a strong connection with Ollie, but doesn't see them together in the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why are we doing this?
Yeah.
why are you into this?
No, I think here's the thing. I think when you hear that, what she's talking about is Demi and Ollie. That's where she was getting into. That's where the shadiness came in. See, I think that's what it is. What you heard, you thought it was her.
Oh, I thought it was her.
That's
and
the
Ollie.
Shade she was talking.
Ah, got it.
Yeah. And that's the shade that everybody heard. Because, see, as you can see, all the women are saying, you know, Catherine was shady. And El Cid even said it. Yes, they won't be a good match. Because that's what she said. They won't be a good match. Put the subtitles on.
I was multitasking. I was working and watching. Well, I can't say that out loud. But
by the way, Elsa said, Catherine said that she would be the bigger man. So she's, yes, it was very shady, man. Very, very shady. Now, the next couple, which there's always this couple at some point on mm-hmm. this show, all right? And especially early on, to give you hope, because old Steven here is on a date with Sabrina, right? And mm-hmm. one of the things I love about it is when they talk about, who are you, where are you from, what do you do? And he's like, yeah, well, you know, I own a CrossFit gym. She's like, you're part of that cult, huh? And I love how that's how their relationship started.
Yeah, because I was wondering how he was going to take that, because you got some people who are into CrossFit. Mm-hmm. If you make that joke to them that it's a cult, oh, they will lose their mind. They will throw down their protein shake and want to fight you. You know? Hold my keto omelet. Say it to my face. Yeah, some of them get a little crazy. But every show, there's like two people who are just, you feel like they're perfect for each other on the mm-hmm. first date. I got Brett and what's her name? Brett mm-hmm. and what's her name? Mm-hmm. I forget her name. Mm-hmm. I get vibes. I get those vibes. Someone in the chat help me out. Brett and whoever he's with. But I get those vibes from these two.
And the
two.
Queen so, that he's with. Come on. At least, yeah.
Yeah, I get those vibes. You know, he owns the gym. They're into a lot of Tiffany. Yes, Brett and Tiffany. They're into the same things. They both meditate. They do gratitude journals. Do you do a gratitude journal, Yanni?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. They seem very aligned in a lot of things.
Except that cold shower.
Well, I don't like cold showers either, but also I don't do gratitude journals.
Yeah, we know. But the next day, they're back on another date. They both enjoyed the date the day before and decided to have a deeper conversation on what they're looking for. And I thought this was a good move, right?
Yeah. It was, you know, and Steven goes straight to opening up, right? Mm. Showing, even though he does CrossFit, he's showing that he has that soft emotional side. So he tells
cult members have feelings too.
Right. Yeah. Cult members have feelings too. He said that he was emotional after their last date because he just liked it so much. Everything about the date was great. Mm-hmm. And then they start talking about jewelry and how she has her grandparents' rings on. He has his grandfather's ring on. I mean, I'm like, what in the world could stop these two from being together? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he won't talk about kids.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, just when you think everything's good, then here comes that bump in the road. Here comes that Detroit pothole, because those things are actually craters. Driving down 8 Mile, and what the hell was that? Hello, is how it is. But that's what happened with this kid conversation, right? Sabrina said if she doesn't have kids, she'd be okay. But I don't think he heard what she said, because that's not all that she said. She said a little bit more, and then he was like, he wants kids, and then they just hit that wall. And I think she realized it. And I think that she missed the opportunity to explain it then. And it just felt kind of like, ugh. However, at least they were able to fix it on the next day, right? Because here's what I liked about them starting the next day. Mm-hmm. As soon as they get in there, what happens? Steven's like, look, let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Things got a little awkward last time we were in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Because, you know, here's what I want to tell you. I've always known that I want to be a dad. Mm-hmm. And he puts it on the table. And then Sabrina finally explains herself.
He does. And the way that Sabrina explained it, I thought was great, because she's coming from a logical place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 37, she's 35. Mm-hmm. She's saying that I've never felt like I had to have children, mm-hmm. you know, to be fulfilled, you know, but if I got with the right person, I want to make sure I found my person first. Then we could have kids. She goes, but let's be honest, I might not be able to conceive mm-hmm. by the time that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Logical, right? Then she also says that, but I would be open to surrogate. Mm-hmm. or adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven was like, I'm in. Yeah, he was good.
Even though I will say, I think he was, I'm in on the first part, not on the second. Because, like Elson said, I was like, I thought that's what he would say too, because he wants his DNA and his mini-me, right? And he's pretty much said as much. By the way, Regine says, I don't believe her. She doesn't want any kids, which is something that you would say, and was where I thought you would be going immediately on this.
Say, I do say that if someone tells you, if you're like, I really want kids, and they say, you know, if I don't have kids, I'm good. They really don't want kids. Now, I'm thinking she doesn't want to birth children, but surrogate and adoption, she'd be on board for. But she just doesn't want to carry the baby, which is valid.
Yeah.
To be able to say that.
She may not be able to. She wants to make sure there's a stable relationship first so that she's not stuck.
Well,
with you gone and her there.
I totally get it, but he wants to be able to have his young King Joffrey now. You know, he wants to have his heir to the throne really quickly. So I'm glad she threw out surrogate as an option.
Happy Gardner says that was a real grown folks conversation. This podcast has their priorities straight, except Sam. And to that point, because here's what we find out. Sabrina thought, the person that Sabrina thought was her dad, wasn't her dad. It, again, deeper conversations that they had as they went along. And now you get to understand why she was like, yeah, I want to make sure this relationship is good first. Because apparently her mama was just out there.
But here's my thing about that. It blows my mind. It's so sad that she finds this out in her, what, mid to late 20s? That her dad that she thought was her dad has never been her dad. And so it's caused her to be guarded with men. I'm like, shouldn't that make you more guarded with your mom? She was the one that told you the lie.
She's the one that lied to you all
the time. What, men didn't have anything to do with it. That's your mom that lied to you for 20-something years. So thank why God are you guarded with men?
Thank God you went on a date with her. Because you
I probably would have asked. I'd have been like, can I ask you a question?
And we'd have been watching TV like, no, no.
I hear you're guarded with men, but I mean, in that story you just said, it sounds like your mom was the problem. So no guard there? No? You're good?
Well, then Stephen then drops his story. He gets a little, you know, candid with her about his past relationship. And how, you know, found out that she was diagnosed with cancer. And after 8 months, she broke up with him because she needed to focus on herself. And said, look, I'll survive, but our relationship ain't going to.
Wow. That was a tough story to hear.
It was.
And it makes me wonder, is he, how long would it take? I can't imagine how long it would take me to get over that. Like, if this is my person, as he called it, this was his person that he felt. And then as she gets sick, of course, he's going to be there. And she just says, hey, look, I got to do this on my own. You know, I need to focus on me and my health. And then she gets better. Because I was thinking that maybe she passed or whatever, but she's doing fine. She's. It sounds like she doesn't want to be with him.
Yeah.
And that might not be the case, but that's what would be in my head if I was in that situation.
The interesting thing about it was she says, so how is she doing now? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the part that just.
He knows.
I was like.
He knows.
Yeah.
Okay. He knows. Guys are stalkers. He knows. She's doing fine. She had McDonald's at 4:30 this afternoon.
You know, what I thought was also interesting when they go back to their respective quarters is that Sabrina, she's telling everybody about it, says, you know, she wouldn't have given him a chance in the real world, right? And she, you know, so I think it's good. This again, but this is the formula for Love is Blind. Somebody's going to say that, so she's the one who says it. Just like the formula of what we knew was happening next. Because they're dressed up for the next date, and we know what's coming. The LIB formula. LIB UK follows it, too. Gotta have that early engagement.
Right, right. As soon as you see him dressed up, I'm like, okay, he's going to propose. But I knew this would be the first couple to propose. Because there's always those two that are like, okay, I know they're going to be the first ones. So he winds up bending the knee and pops the question. I'm all about Game of Thrones references.
Did he get on bended knee, Boyz II Men style, or did he bend the knee in Targaryen style?
So he proposes, and that's how episode one ends.
Well, no, let's be real. He proposes, then she gets emotional, goes round and round the mulberry bush, long way around, only to say, episode two starts.
Yeah.
Five, four, three, 2. It's like, oh boy, here we go. Well, here we go. Episode 2. We right back where we started. And she's still dancing around this whole proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Just what? Finally says yes. And then when he's like, I'm going to get up now. She's like, oh, if I knew you were on your knee, I would have said yes first. Well, why didn't you? Get to the point. See, that's the difference between men and women.
Still, I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really romantic. I thought their whole thing was romantic. Hearing them both say "I love you" to each other for the first time,
mm-hmm.
all that was great. And I knew she was going to say yes. I was like, I'm not even worried about it. She's going to say yes.
What'd you think when they met? Because of course the normal nerves, the blah. What if this? I mean, she's already said he's giving bald energy, so she's like, I'm expecting to see a bald man come through there. Thank God Benai didn't walk through; she might have fainted. What do you think when they finally met?
I wonder what's bald energy over from a voice sound like. I'm curious. But when they first met, they're both attractive folks, so I thought they'd be attracted to each other. But when you see them together, mm-hmm. they really look good together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You really just, you look at them, you're like, you know, I could see them on those, you know, when you buy picture frames at Target.
Yeah.
And there's like the already pictures in there. They look like that.
Yeah. And she felt that too, because she couldn't stop kissing that man. She didn't give him a chance to kiss her. She was like, come here, rah, come here, rah, come here, rah, rah.
Some of us like to be kissed a lot. What do you do?
I'm sure he wasn't complaining. Hell,
nope.
He even offered to shave his head when she's like, I thought you were bald. And she was like, I'll shave it. Hey, hold on there, brother. Slow down.
She's like, no. Slow down.
Well, so we have our first. Elsa said he kissed her one time, and she went, "I see you're one, and I raise you with 100."
Actually, I think he kissed her the same amount of time she kissed him, because it's a kiss.
Oh boy,
if he didn't want, that's like saying, no, she kissed me, I didn't kiss her. No, that y'all kissed.
I'll meet you, CXM. I like them together.
I do too.
They're our first couple. We're happy they're there. And we're wishing the best for them. We wait to see if they're like Brett and Tiffany with no drama, where they have to try and create some if they have to. But there's not. I'll be happy to see that, because it's always good when you have that, right?
They will. There's going to be something that's going to come up. I know it.
It's going to come up.
Yeah.
So next up, Nicole is feeling torn between Benaiah and Sam, right?
Hmm.
And here's the thing. She's trying to determine it, so she's asking these questions. And she feels like he's happy. Benaiah tells Nicole he's a happy-go-lucky person. She's like, well, I picked you with wavy dreadlocks. I'm like, that ain't him.
It's not too far off, though. I mean, it's not too far off. You can see him doing hacky sack in the yard on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing a drum circle. You could totally see it.
You could.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot more with them, and I think I put that out of place there in that space. So we'll move on to the next couple, and we'll get back to Nicole and this love triangle that's happening there, because there's a lot of drama with them coming. But we get to meet a new guy in there, and that is your guy, Tom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tom meets a couple people. One of them is Maria.
Yep.
And he's 38, she's 30, she's Moroccan, she's Muslim. And then he reveals, and this is early, I thought this was really early to do this, his abandonment issues come from his dad disappearing on him. And that was another weird story. It looks like somebody said earlier in the chat, like, apparently there's a lot of, you know, dad abandonments in the UK, because damn.
So it's not just us, and it's not just black people.
Oh,
see?
Just tell you who. There's a lot of raggedy daddies in the UK.
Yeah, it's not just us, it's not just black people. So it happens. It happens.
Yes. So stop putting just. Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
Well, I think somebody gave us a hard time in the comments of a previous post that we keep knocking on disappearing dads. I'm like, okay.
I know mine, so shut up. like Dina says, they just like us. They just like us.
So this is an interesting mix, because his little joke. What'd you think about his joke? Who's the coolest guy in the hospital? The ultrasound guy. I thought to my, I don't understand that joke. So I'm thinking, how was that the coolest guy in the hospital?
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that part either, but I like what he did after that with the hip replacement.
Yeah, who's the second coolest guy? The person does the hip replacement. I'm thinking, okay.
That's the dad jokes, man. And he's yeah.
One day you and I will have hip replacement. We'll know what he's, we'll be like, oh, I remember. That's what he was talking about, but I didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
But they have a really interesting mix. But again, going back to what you mentioned about his dad, with his dad disappearing, why does that have him have issues with connecting with women?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be more connecting with men or people that potentially could be leaders, father figures?
Mm-hmm. Well, you would think so, but that's same thing, same issue you had with Sabrina in that space too. But you know that's where his abandonment issues. But he said he was afraid of people just leaving him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to date men, so of course he's not worried about men leaving him. He's trying to date women and worried about them leaving him.
Well, it's jacked up how his dad left. That's just crappy.
It is.
And then Maria's dad passing away with cancer. And during the COVID years, when you couldn't go see people in hospitals, yeah. You couldn't travel, that had to be
tough.
That's tough. That's tough.
They get on the next date, and you know they really like each other. But here's the thing about it: he doesn't feel like she just slides into his life as easy as the other person he's connecting with, as well, right? But he can imagine waking up with her every day. That kind of confused me. He likes Maria, doesn't think she slides into his life as easy. Got to think about why that may be. It is still Europe. but then he can imagine waking up with her every day because she brings out the lighthearted side of him.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting because I wonder, like, what about her life that he doesn't think could slide right in, right? Is it culture? Is it religion? Because I don't really hear her say that, hey, I'm a devout Muslim and I'd want whoever I'm with to also become, I mean, what do you that? But if you think this is who I can wake up to, who I'd be comfortable waking up to every day, isn't that what you want?
Right.
Isn't that the goal?
You would think so. Especially, well, who's the one person that said she doesn't have morning breath? Oh, Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he's like, I don't believe her. Well, the other person that he was talking about was Natasha, right? And he went on a date with Natasha as well, in the pods, obviously. They both love movies. They both love going to the movies alone because they don't like sharing popcorn. And Tom is like, look, it's not because I don't want to share with you. It's just that, you know, it's a logistical nightmare.
I get it. I couldn't stop saying to myself that Natasha, and you probably won't get this reference, Yanni, Natasha looks like a young Samantha from Sex and the City.
Really? I wouldn't know Sex and the City?
I didn't think you would. No, there's lots of you don't.
It's actually seem the reason, like weird, it's actually the reason I got HBO when I first got to Charleston. But go ahead, continue.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just didn't think that you were into other things, that it was the culture or nothing. I just thought that's where you were at.
Oh, so I'm sorry. If it didn't have black people, I don't watch it.
That's the vibe I've gotten ever since you moved and went to an HBCU before I did. I was like, Yanni changed.
Oh boy, here you go. Well, look, Natasha, they get to that. Tom and Natasha get to the Tosh level, which is what Natasha's friends call her. And you know, it's one of those things. You see them now. We find out Natasha also has some insecurities in herself because she thinks people just they see her and they just want sex with her, right? Because she just lost 5 stone, which I found out is 70 pounds, right?
Okay, good. I was curious when I saw that picture and she said 5 stone. I didn't understand what that meant at first. I was like, was that her twin sister? She lost somebody.
That'd be second stone.
Yeah. That was her street name in the UK. That's could have been her thug name. Who knows? It's my twin sister, 5 stone.
In the words of our last regular guys, Random Thoughts Live, Google is free. Use it. I was like, there's no way I come on here asking what 5 stone is. look, you are silly, boy. Oh, my God. What's in that gold cup, really? Freddie and Catherine, we're back with these two, right? And Freddie reveals that he went to a medium who told him he was going to marry someone whose name begins with a C. And then he uses that to transition into, so what do you think our wedding's going to look like?
Yeah. I don't know if I trust that because they're going off all these weird things, mm-hmm. right? The names and all that. And a medium told me this. I don't think that's enough to say that this is your person. Mm-hmm. And I get why people fall for that, but I just think it's weird. But she's eating it all up.
Yes, she
because
is.
She's so emotional, but she's so hungry for this process, this experiment. Mm-hmm. She's really looking for that person, places she can belong, connect to. I just find it to be weird that they're connecting on this stuff that's all pure coincidence.
Yeah.
You know how many people's name starts with a C? It's a common. It'd be like they said, you're going to meet someone and her name starts with the letter X. Okay, that's different.
Like, say, who says Connie, Coco, Candace, Carrie, Condoleezza? We're like, whoa, wait, yeah. What? all right, well, this is what we find out about Catherine and the fact that she was adopted. Is, you know, it's a really sensitive subject for her. This is where you get to see her sensitive side, which I think really stood out to you.
The what do you mean by side. Stood out to me?
You heartless bastard. You know exactly what I mean.
Okay. What stood out to me is that she's not dealt with some of this stuff. And mm-hmm. I think that she needs to do some healing on her own before you get in a relationship. But that's my issue with her. I think she's way too emotional about some of these things. As it's not that you can't have emotion. I just think that to me, it comes across like she's not healed.
Yeah, it does. But here's the thing. She does say, look, I can get emotional. So it's not like,
It's great to be able to get emotional, but there's a difference if you get emotional compared to your emotions tell me that you haven't dealt with whatever you dealt with. I mean, to realize that you were the kid that everybody said that's the adopted kid and that bothered mm-hmm. you. And it is what it is. You're the adopted kid, but it still bothers you that kids picked on you about that.
Yes. Because kids
gotta heal. But you got to heal.
Not everybody has gone to therapy, man.
You should. It should be a requirement. Everybody should go to therapy.
Oh, boy.
I said what I said.
Apparently. Well, Catherine's also... here's the thing about it. She admits that she has another connection, but she feels different when she's leaving the pods with Freddie, right? Did you notice that she almost said the L word with him?
Mm-hmm.
She almost did. But then she goes in and a date with our favorite Londoner, Ollie. Ollie says if the next person is the right person, they'll be his last person. He wrote that down.
Yeah.
He practiced that one.
Yeah.
That was a good
he's
one.
Been saying that, he's been saying that in the mirror for like 2 weeks before they got into the pots.
Hey, what I do like, though, is how Ollie's fine. And it says that he's fine with knowing that she has other connections. Like, hey, look, I get it. Because I expect you to do that. I'm doing the same. We need to do this and explore our connections just to make sure that it's right. Right?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Again, Ollie's being pretty upfront and honest about his process, which I think is good. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought it was interesting when Ollie asked where she goes out in London.
Yeah.
Because that's a judgy question. It's just like if I were to ask, so what's some restaurants you like in Austin? And I'm listening for Applebee's, Chili's, Longhorn Steakhouse. You say those things, I'm like, we're not going to work out. Sorry. You're beautiful. You're great. We are not the same. We're not going to work out. So I think that's what he was doing when he was asking her where you like to hang out. And she told him some of the spots, and he's laughing. And he's like, yeah, those places may be a little too pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he started to judge her based on the places that she hung out at.
Funny you should say that, because CXM says, I like Ollie, but I don't trust him.
Mm.
And is it because he looks like Craig David or because you think that he tried to judge her off of the clubs that she went to? Because... here's the thing. Catherine really took that to heart because when she went back to quarters, that's one of the things that came up was the fact that she's telling the girls that about the comment about the pretentious women that go to Cirque, and then she gets emotional again.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, you're right. She does. She gets emotional all over again.
Here's the thing I did like, because I know... she just said that they didn't trust him, but CXM says she just didn't trust him. But the thing I did like what Ollie said is when he's talking to Bobby, he gives the analogy of the house that looks good, but just doesn't feel right. And that's how he describes Catherine. He's like, look, it's everything you want in the house. It's this, it's this, it's this, it's this. Because he's talked about that before. We have these sex conversations. We have the sexy conversation. It's cool, it's this, but I want more, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's so wrong about that?
Nothing's wrong about that. But what I love most is how he broke that down to Catherine. Because it was gangster the way he said it, in my opinion. And he said, I'm trying to find out if this is just like a sexual vibe or not. Mm-hmm. And then tells her, I'm still exploring others, and I encourage you to do the same.
Yes.
To me, that's the equivalent of saying is that I'm not all that interested in you.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it too is you see this, but this is the same kind of conversation he had a little earlier, right? That kind of got him in a little bit of trouble. But all right, next couples that we got into here was Jasmine is back up, and she's hanging with your favorite guy, Sam, right? Sam tells Jasmine that there's someone else. He knows she is what he needs, and the other person just doesn't fill that void.
Yeah, this is where I thought Sam was trying to spit game.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was totally lying.
And that's what she picked up on, too.
Yeah, I think he's totally lying. He was just trying to spit some game. And that whole, you know, that I need affection and all these different things. I feel you're the person that can do that for me. And the other person, I just, that whole thing I felt was just game. And then when she calls him out.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I want to say, that's exactly.
You know exactly where I'm going.
Because what you're saying is exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I got a gut feeling that he's saying whatever I want to hear.
Yep.
And so she's keeping her cards close. And the minute that she tells him, she kind of just pushes him back a little bit. He throws a temper tantrum. I don't know what else you want me to do.
That's the problem right there. That's the red flag right there.
Yes.
All you do is communicate here. Here's what I'm feeling from you. What am I supposed to do? And he gets super defensive. That's a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. And ladies watch that kind of stuff, because when guys do that, problems.
Yeah. Yeah. No, very much so. And that's why, as she even called it, when I said, oh, he's throwing a temper tantrum, then Jasmine even says it's a little immature.
Yeah. He's giving immature, which to me, the fact that you said he's giving immature is immature. But
well, that's because you're not 20, whatever she is.
Neither she is. She's not either.
Oh, she's 32, right? Or 33?
Yeah, she's too old to say he's giving anything.
Well, she's also got somebody else that she's showing to. So she, which is Bobby. And she asked Bobby about his dynamic with his dad. And I think that got into a really deep conversation that shifted everything for her almost immediately.
It did, because he said he really didn't have a relationship with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was his cousin that kind of took him in, and that's who he looked up to, which was great. I mean, the whole thing is a great story. And then he winds up going to work on the cruise ship, and then his mom calls him and says that his cousin and his cousin's wife...
Fiance
died in a... I had wife written down, but drowned in an accident in the sea.
Check the tape.
And... Nope.
Not doing sorry. That. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Serious moment here. I'm sorry. But you know, that's just, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But what I thought was cool about that is not that the story is cool. The fact that Bobby, with that quiet confidence that Jasmine said that he has, had no problem being vulnerable and sharing that part about himself.
Yeah.
Which I think is great. And it was a true vulnerable moment where Sam, I think, tries to create these vulnerable moments about him and his ego that doesn't land well with anybody.
What I like in this moment is that Jasmine's like, she wants to be Bobby's safe space. And Bobby was like, you know what? Doors open. It'd be nice to have a bit of a cuddle now.
You know what I really could use right now, Jasmine? If you really want to help a brother out.
A bit of a cuddle would be nice. I was like, there you go, brother. If she was sitting next to him, he would have been pulled her a little closer.
We should start trying to say that in the U.S. Just say, hey, I would love to have a bit of a cuddle.
Yeah, you try that. Tell me how that works.
No, no, you try it.
What?
Because you're not going to get divorced over saying something crazy. I could probably, somebody could stop talking to me because I said something dumb. You're not going to go to court over
my
that.
My wife so doesn't take half the things I say serious. So you really think she's going to take me serious when I say that?
Yeah, just let me know what happens. Just did it work? Did it not work? Is it about the tone? Do you got to be more aggressive? I want to cuddle. Or
yeah, that ain't gonna work with her.
Hey, babe, if you get a minute, we'd love to have some cuddle time with you before I go to work. Just let me know how it works.
Here's the interesting thing, though. Jasmine says she's about to go cut it off with Sam after she has this deep moment. Because they have this deep moment, then they have a laugh after, and they start getting into the sexy talk, and then she's like, you know what? This is it. I'm going to go cut things off with Sam. I'm done. Meanwhile, Sam is there, like, ready to lock her down. He's ready to go. And so next time we do see Sam, it is with Jasmine. And she stays true to her word. Jasmine, what was it? It felt like, and this is the thing. It felt like as soon as he walked in, she had the conversation, right? Right. But we know how edits work.
It really looked like how he walked in, and he has, when he said hello, she was like, crap.
Yes.
Then it, her face was like, ooh, is this Sam? Ugh.
Yeah. It's funny because she tells him she has a stronger connection with Bobby. He doesn't say his name, of course. And of course, Sam doesn't take it well, right? And Sam, of course, goes back to the quarters and is like, yeah, I feel like an idiot for having feelings with her. You know, he's all distraught. And we find out that the timing is actually right. He's like, she didn't even give me 30 seconds.
Right. I like how he tried to put an accent on 30 seconds. So, but then he says, well, I guess I'm all in on Nicole now because beggars can't be choosers.
Yo.
I can't wait till Nicole rewatches this, is able to see what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's bad. That was bad. But getting away from them, we get to Bobby and Jasmine. And lo and behold, he's got on a jacket. You know what this means.
Yep.
He wrote a rap. Bobby wrote a rap, which I'm glad he didn't rap. And instead just spoke it. So it came off like poetry.
It sounded just like, you ever heard Clayton Jennings?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, it sounds like his style of poetry. Mm-hmm. That's what he sounded like. I thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he didn't rap it, but the way he said it was perfect. Because in my mind, I'm like, that's like Clayton Jennings. So good job.
He then asked Jasmine to come to the glass so he can drop to one knee, propose. Everybody's happy. Yeah, we have another couple.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're happy for this couple, too?
I am. I want to see what they look like standing next to each other, because I still feel like Bobby's short.
Yeah.
And not that there's anything wrong with that. And I'm hoping that if he's a little bit shorter than Jasmine, mm-hmm. or not as tall as she normally goes for, she overlooks that mm-hmm. and is happy. But I'm just curious to see what that looks like.
It is going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Well, you know, it's a special day in the quarters, because it's Craig David's birthday, so national holiday. But Demi says, I like how she says she has to put on her big girl knickers and go get her man, right? Because she's making Ollie a birthday card. Mm-hmm. And after he gets done with the celebration in the men's quarters and he gets into the pod, she's got it all decorated, ready for him. Balloons, the card, cake, key to the room. Oh, that wasn't in there.
Hey, effort. She put in mad effort.
Yes.
And I thought that was great, because that's what every guy wants. Mm-hmm. And what she did, the effort she put in, it wasn't expensive. Mm-mm. It wasn't taking me any place flashy or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just, she did something that she put work into to show that she cared. That was amazing.
The detail on the card.
Yes.
Interesting. But he was like, oh, you colored it all the Wi-Fi. She's like, yes, because our connection is strong. I was like, damn it, girl.
That yes.
That's the kind of stuff I wouldn't think about.
Yeah. Yeah. She had the cake, the balloons, and also a little crystal that what symbolizes or represents love. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's putting it out there and doing it in a way that for him to probably deal with these, the people that he dates with his eyes.
Yeah.
You know, let's just be honest. The people that are the nines and tens, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
because they look good enough. They don't do those things.
She's not a 9 or a 10?
I'm just saying Ali, I think, has normally gone for the hottest girl in the bar, the hottest girl in the pub, and that was his standard. But those women aren't doing those things for you.
As long as they weren't in Cirque.
he's been there. He's pulled out of there. He's pulled out of there, too.
And they probably looked down at their nose at him when the night was over and were like, I'm going back. You go back to where you go from. but he gets a little emotional, right? And I like what Demi says to him. Like, even though it's your birthday, it feels like it's my birthday. And, you know.
Yeah.
He really appreciates the effort and the detail that she put into everything. And he said that it kind of told him that everything he already knew was correct.
Right. It is. And I have so much hope. Mm-hmm. At least I want to have hope. Mm-hmm. What I am curious is, what is Ali going to think? Not only if he proposes and meets her. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think that's going to go well.
You think so?
The part that's going to go bad is when they bring all the other people.
Oh, yeah.
To the deal where he's going to be like, oh, all that was in the pods I was talking to?
Yeah, that's probably going to be it. Because, you know, after they leave the pods and they go back, Catherine sees how happy Demi is. And she's like, all right, I'm going to step away from Ali. And she goes, you know, because, you know, Demi's my friend. And then she goes, well, even if she wasn't my friend, I would still step away because Freddie's my heart is saying Freddie. Like, make up your mind which narrative you're going to go with. I think she went with one. She said the other, and they were like, we're going to put in both.
Yeah.
That's the producers being messy, plain and simple, right?
Well, it is, but I knew she wasn't in because there was no gift, no surprise. There was nothing for Ali.
Yeah.
Besides a happy birthday.
What'd you think about the way, because Ali's kind of offered, he's just like, but she stayed true to her word. And let me make this easy for you.
I liked it.
It's going to come back and bite him in the ass, though. Watch this. Again, Terrell and I have not gotten past episode 2 yet, right? Where we end tonight is as far as we've gotten so far. So I don't know if it's happened yet or not. But he said he broke it off and he went back to the men's quarters. That's going to be something that comes back up later. Mm. I could be wrong, but it just feels like it.
We'll see.
So as we get to the back end of this, man, because wrapping up episode 2... Nicole, you know, we had to start with her. We got to end with her. And she's back out here. Her and Benaiah, they're having a convo, sitting in a date. And she feels like Benaiah is the one. But then he gives an answer that's not ideal as she's seeking assurances. Mm-hmm. Was she right?
She was, because she just wants to know how serious he is. And she asked him, you know, does he feel that he can propose to anyone? And I like how she didn't say, do you feel you can propose to me?
Right.
She's just trying to see where you're at in this process. And do you feel you're going to propose to somebody?
What she meant.
Of course. But what was dumb to me on his part is to say, oh, you know, connection, yes. But it's difficult for me to say if I'm going to be ready to be engaged to anyone. That's why y'all are here.
Exactly.
You have a week to do this. That's the whole purpose of being engaged to somebody. And so he said, oh, I feel connections. I don't know if I can be engaged. But that could be because he's been single since 2012.
Is it Benaiah's fault? Or is it Nicole's fault? And I ask this question because you're asking this man to make the ultimate commitment and he hasn't committed to an address yet.
Okay. It's Benaiah's fault because it's not Nicole's fault that he's not ready. Mm-hmm. That's Benaiah. But I agree with you that Nicole should have said, okay, you can't commit to an address or place to live. How are you going to commit to me?
Mm-hmm. That would have been a better question.
She should, if you can't commit to all that, then how do I know you're going to commit to me or anybody here in this process?
Right. Exactly. Why should I waste my time with you? And come on. You're in the corporate job. Unless you're the corporate secretary. And even so, your attention to detail has got to be great. You know better to ask these questions.
Yeah, she's ahead of something. I forget what it is.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think it's marketing, I think.
Yeah, communications and marketing. So, yeah, she knows. But, again, just because you do something well at work doesn't mean you do it well in personal life. Professional and personal are very different.
True.
Except for you and your house cleaning and the way you clean house at the office. But, yes. Now, Nicole is also on a date with, after this, she's feeling a little down, and that's when, you know, Mr. Sam, you know, well, there are other options there. He sees an opportunity and he jumps in. What do you think of his gift to her?
Like I said, I don't think much of Sam, but he gives her his good luck bracelet.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know what that is. That could be just one of those candy necklaces. That's what I envisioned. Remember the old candy necklaces that you would eat? Yep. I just picture that. But he gives her his lucky bracelet. And, you know, he tells her that she's everything he was looking for his whole life. Mm-hmm. Lies. Because yep. Jasmine was who you were looking for mm-hmm. your whole life.
Yeah.
But that's fine. But he just wants to leave with somebody.
Yeah, because he's trying his best to lock her down. Doesn't want to say, you know, I don't want to sit in the booth with anybody else. I'm like, he's really trying. Here's the thing that's very similar about this in the U.S. version. We've seen somebody who lost one that they really wanted try their best to try to lock somebody down immediately. Like, all right, well, I got to lock this down. Let's go. Game winner. Ha! And they try to lock him down immediately, which feels mm-hmm. pressured and rushed. And that's what it felt like here. However, lucky for Sam, Nicole has got her blinders on.
Alexa, they poured some sugar. Yeah, I love that. Alexa, pour some sugar on me.
He did, because they get into all this. I mean, she's just eating it up, right? Because mm-hmm. Nicole says she's never met a man who wears his heart on his sleeve like Sam does. She's mm-hmm. buying this hook, line, and sinker.
Totally is. I mean, she's just all in it, and she thinks Sam is committed to their relationship more than Benaiah. No, Sam is just committed to winning.
Here's the thing that's interesting, right? Because he's like, I can't wait to see you. I can picture myself meeting you and then picking you up. And she goes, but maybe you might have been. I'm not supposed to make any comment about wait. Which puts in his mind immediately something, right? You know what's on his mind. Oh, crap. She's big. Now, unless he is a weakling, a 90-pound weakling, he should be able to pick her up. But I love the fact that she actually put that in his head.
Well, he works out. He trains. So he should be good.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know if he has any idea that she's black.
Well, that could also sway his... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I get Bryce vibes from Sam, you know? I get Connor vibes from Sam that they might not be as open-minded. But then it is the UK. They're a little bit more open on that.
That's not what it was. It's the weight that got him. And here's the difference. We can't tell the difference in the accents. The one that will give it away more, Ollie will give it away. I think anybody that was in the pods with Ollie knows Ollie's black. Why? Mm-hmm. Because the slang he uses, right? That's easy to differentiate immediately. But everybody else's accent, and we can't tell the difference in the accents as much as they can, right? It's like, you know, you're talking, except for you, of course, when people talk to you on the phone, and they're just like, ah, I didn't know, sir.
So I get on the Teams video call. On the phone, they think I'm just this white guy. And then we call me on Teams. Hey, how you doing? And it's like, oh.
Well, I'll be damned. Had no idea. Good thing I fucking did that joke first. Yeah, but I don't think the black is the issue for him. I think it's the weight. He thinks she's heavy, which he does make a mention of when they get back to the pods. Yeah, because like Tehu says, he doesn't know she's black. It was the weight. White boys don't mess with weight.
Is that a big deal? Any white boys, any white gentlemen in the chat? I'm curious because I've been to Walmart. I would disagree that white guys have no issue with weight. I've seen it. But I'm curious to know what other people might think about that.
Yeah. I think it's the weight thing that he's talking about. That's the issue. Benaiah overhears a conversation in the guy's quarters, and then he goes and has a conversation with Steven because he's saying that he feels the need to protect Nicole. And Steven's like, it's the right thing to do. Go forth, homeless Jesus.
Do it.
And tell her.
Do it.
I will never forget that homeless Jesus. That is hilarious. I may change his name for the next episode. Well, But Nia and Nicole, they get in the pods as we get ready to wrap this episode two up. And she walks in and there are gifts for her. There's roses and there's wine. And he's about to come in heavy, too. He didn't have the bracelet, the funky bracelet. It smelled like him. But he did have wine and roses.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
Too little, too late, Sam. Because now he's trying to go all in. Mm-hmm. And trying to clarify some things because, you know, she had some concerns. Mm-hmm. She was there to break up.
Yes.
She was there to end it, to say, hey, I found someone else. Mm-hmm. And she's saying that I don't feel like there's that readiness to get married. And mm-hmm. she said that she feels the spiritual connection. They're kindred spirits. But and then he tried to, well, you know, look, I want to be with you. And then she's, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
We wish you well on your future endeavors. Yeah.
I really appreciate that so much. That's really nice. And whoever you say that to in the future is going to love you so much. It's just not going to be me because I found Sam.
Yeah. Elson said Ben was there to dry snitch. CXM says both of her picks are bad. Yeah. It's actually, it really is because she says that she doesn't, she feels like he's not ready to take the next step. He then goes on to try to snitch on Sam. And then he stumbles through the entire thing. I'm just like, yo. And she, to the point that she's just like, hey, homeless Jesus, spit it out.
If you're going to snitch, snitch.
Yes.
Don't be, well, you know, oh, this is so hard. Oh my goodness, I just wanted to tell you, I think it's so important because I got to protect you, but
it's terrible.
Look, yeah, just say, hey, look, Sam's not here for the right reasons, and that's how it is.
But that's not saying anything.
Nope.
And that's the part that bothers me. He's not here for genuine reasons. Listen here, sore loser, get out, because I'm leaving now. It's over, right? That's, if you're going to say, look, he had such a much better way to do it. We'll find out how he acts if he goes in more depth, because he could have easily said, look, I don't care what you look like, because that's not what we're here for.
Yeah.
But apparently there's another guy. I know it's Sam, and he cares. He feels he may not be able to lift you.
Yeah.
Always homeless. I know how to.
Look, I know you like Sam. I know you like Sam. He likes to work out. He's fit. He has his own place. He has an address that he can get mail. I get that looks appealing, but I really like you. And wherever you go, I'll go with you because there's nothing holding me back from this relationship. There's no job. There's no house. There's literally nothing holding me back from pursuing a life with you. So where did I bring my bag? Is it put in your trunk? Is it? I don't have a car either. So...
Yeah, Elson says, agrees with you. He says, Ben, I can move in quick. But Happy Gardner says, Benaiah is a gentle soul. He doesn't have that killer instinct. He doesn't. He definitely doesn't have that. He comes off as one of those, like the flower child, you know, all that. That's what he gives, right? So
spirit in the sky. Spirit in the sky. Yeah, he does have that hippie vibe to him.
He does. He really does. Look, man, this is... Two episodes in. The next two we'll review, 3 and 4, on Sunday, 8/7 Central. How you feeling about it so far?
It's interesting. I mean, it's good. It feels good to have a real show mm-hmm. instead of some of the stuff that we've been trying to piecemeal. Mm-hmm. No shade to Pop the Balloon, but it just feels good to kind of be back into that mix.
This feels good too.
And it's just been really good. So it was good to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in episode 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. I'll have a busy weekend having to watch, take notes, and then get ready for Sunday.
And then
we got football this weekend, so
it's preseason. Nobody watches preseason.
Yeah. I'm desperate. I've been fiending for some football.
Your team's gonna suck anyway, so it doesn't matter. by the way, just to point out from earlier, who do you sound like? Happy Gardner says you don't sound like you're from Texas, which you said.
Told you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Told you.
And by the way, Dina did say you can't get into the booty crack with a loofah.
Well, I beg to differ.
Do you?
But mind? I mean, that's fine.
Happy Gardner said, by the way, after several of them mentioning losing and gaining stones, I had to look it up. A stone is 14 pounds, which is just like, you know, 5 stone is 70 pounds. Just FYI, in case anyone else needed to know. Yeah, great information to put out there because, you know, the interesting thing, I just don't have the time to do the math when, you know, watching boxing. 9 stone and Jesus Christ, where's my calculator? How much does he weigh, damn it? And that's America's fault.
I still like thinking that 5 stone was her twin sister and she lost 5 stone. That was her street name. I just thought that was a better story.
By the way, Elson had a great question. How do these UK dads disappear? It's a small area. It's an island, but it's a big island. And you get to travel across borders a lot easier. Or at least yeah. you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, for the joke, the coolest cat, the cool gel used for ultrasound.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's a medical joke.
Yeah.
That we wouldn't have gotten. So that's why we didn't get it. Look, appreciate you guys. Do us a favor. You're here. Hit that like button. Don't forget, we're back Sunday to do episodes three and four at 8/7 Central. Then we'll do Pop the Balloon on Monday. Then back for Random Thoughts Live next Wednesday. Then we're back here again. As we'll get 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, and we'll do two episodes at a time until we get to the decision day, and then the last the reunion. So, all right, appreciate you guys because
yeah,
it's been fun.
Definitely it's fun. I love it. We've got a busy couple few days for us that have to actually watch, take notes, and then do the shows. But hope everyone has a really great weekend. Take some time for yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. No, remember that.
Sure can't. By the way, just want to put this up there. This Black Tornado says there are small loofahs.
Maybe not the stores Dina goes to. She's in the Costco-sized loofahs. You can get the small ones at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS.
Hey,
you can get in there.
I'm a wash rag kind of person, so call me old.
Yeah, no. I'm like the Wobble song. Get in there. Get in there with it.
On that note, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.